All right. I tell you, I asked her to come back, and she did. She's on. She kept her word, Mike. I'm talking about B Triple C and Dr. Deborah McCourtney. And let me get her on board so she can tell us the good news about B Triple C. Is there a leader there? You better believe it. We got her right now. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing fine, good lady. And we're going to do even better now that you're going to explain that the program you talked about on Friday. You got your 5 minutes now to go and take a little bit more time than you were rushed to do the other day.
Well, that's okay. Anytime we can get back on the radio and talk about Baltimore City Community College, then we'll take whatever time we can get. So I'm just pleased to be there this morning with Larry Young on the morning show, and certainly appreciate you having us to talk about BCCC.
And the latest news is?
Our enrollment is continuing to grow. We're looking at many, many students still trying to get in the door as we await Baltimore City Public Schools. That'll be starting a little bit later, so we look to enroll some of those as well. We're looking at tuition-free promotion as well, and really it's about what we've always had, which is our ability to package all of the financial aid that students get, whether it's Pell, other scholarships, and put them together and to show students that certainly you could come here tuition-free just by allowing us to put the packages together as well. So beyond that, it's the tuition that's low here. We're the lowest, certainly, in the area at $110 a credit hour. There's no fee or tuition on top of that. Many of the county two-year schools and other schools have an additional cost on top of tuition. We don't have that, so there's no reason why we wouldn't be drawing students from certainly throughout the counties and all over the city to come to BCCC, best deal, best institution going, same classes, great faculty and staff, and they really ought to be coming here. We're all virtual. Most of the schools are online or remote, as we are, and what a deal to come to Baltimore City Community College as well. So we're waiting on them to continue to bang on our doors. We've got people on the phone getting their applications through and pushing everything through as quickly as they get to our doorstep.
Mike?
No, I've always been a fan of the names have changed so many times for me, from CCB to BCCC, and I'm always encouraged when I see a lot of the African-American children that I used to teach at in high school that are matriculating through CCB. So thank you for all that you do, and please keep us in tune with what's coming up so we can put it out to our listeners.
We will, and it is BCCC, so that will not be changing anytime soon. So it's the B and three C's, so it is Baltimore City Community College, and we are the community college in Baltimore City serving this community and extending ourselves so far beyond education as well and looking at how we can further support with food programs and other social services programs here. Everybody has a need, but this is where the community really should be behind us to support students, in particular coming out of Baltimore City Public Schools and some of the other surrounding high schools as well. This is a great place to be. It's a new day at Baltimore City Community College, and so we're very pleased to be able to talk on the radio, certainly this morning with Senator Young and his morning talk show, which is certainly one of the top-ranked shows. Certainly in this city, in Maryland, as well as throughout this immediate area. So we're just very pleased to be here and to talk and encourage students to get online, get the application, make the application, talk to our advisors and counselors, and get themselves back in school. Adults who are out and maybe who have lost their job also need to be able to come back for recertification. We can get you back out into the workforce as well. So both traditional students, adult students, this is the doorway for you and the way to your success at Baltimore City Community College.
I like that doorway, too. Well, first of all, let me assure you, as you find issues that you feel are relevant and needs to be heard, please consider this venue available to you, and we'll be more than happy to open up and give you the time for you to share what you feel is needed to get out to your family, your constituency. Very good.
Thank you. We're going to come back and talk to you at some point about the digital divide as well and how we need to kick that up a notch to make certain that students are receiving quality, the equity in instruction, because they have the kinds of technology that they need that's been afforded to them. So at some point, we'll come back and talk to you about a new strategy we have in terms of technology and support for students as well.
Consider the idea is yes, yes, yes. Just let us know when. Thank you so very much, Doc. Appreciate you, good lady.
Bye-bye. All right. Appreciate it. Take care.